For when you're on the air, okay?
Okay, let's see. Next we have Marge. She's 34 and trapped in a loveless sham of a marriage.
Hey, turn it up. I love hearing those wackos.
Tell me about your husband, Marge.
Well, when we were dating, he was sweeter and more romantic and 40 pounds thinner, and he had hair, and he ate with utensils.
What was that last thing you said? Hey, isn't that your wife, Homer?
Don't be ridiculous. My wife worships the ground I walk on.
Marge, it's what I call harsh reality time.
Oh.
Your husband sees you as nothing.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
No. Don't hang up. The pig has made you into his mother. You are not the hot love object you deserve to be.
Really?
I'm as sure of it as I'm sure my voice is annoying. Marge, tonight, the second he comes through that front door, you've got to tell him you're fed up. And if he doesn't start loving, you'll be leaving.
Leave Homer?
Please, don't use his real name.
Leave Pedro?
Can you be that honest, Marge?
Yeah.
You'll tell him right when he comes home from work.
Yeah.
Say it like you mean it.
Yeah.
Oh. Come on, Bart, not again.
Oh, where's your sense of humor? Hello, is Al there?
Al?
Yeah, Al. Last name, Caholic?
Let me check. Phone call for Al. Alcoholic. Is there an alcoholic here? Wait a minute. Listen, you little yellow belly rat jackass. If I ever find out who you are, I'll kill you.
I hope you do find that punk someday, Mo. Fill her up.
Is everything okay, Homer? Usually you have a quick one, some peanuts, a hunk of beef jerky, a couple pickled eggs, and you're out of here.
Let's just say I don't feel like going home tonight. Jar, please.
Hey, you can never with me. You got a domestic situation.
You might say that. My wife's gonna leave because she thinks I'm a pig.
Homer.
What?
Marge is right. You are a pig. You can ask anyone in this bar.
What? Hey, Barney, am I a pig?
You're more of a pig than I am.
Oh, no.
See? You're a pig. Barney's a pig. Larry's a pig. We're all pigs. Except for one difference. Once in a while, we can crawl out of slop, hose ourselves off, and act like human beings. Homer, buy your wife some flowers and take her out for a night on the town. Candles, tablecloth, the whole nine yards.
Gee, a romantic evening. Nah, she's too smart to fall for that.
I'm not done. After dinner, the two of you are going to check into the fanciest motel in town and not check out until the next morning, if you get my drift.
I read you loud and clear.
Wow, a quarter past six. What's keeping Dad?
Yeah, he'd possibly be late on meatloaf night.
I'd like some flowers.
What kind of flowers?
You know, pretty ones, not dead.
Well, we have some beautiful long-stem roses. They're $55 a dozen.
One, please.
Hey, Mom.
How about some grub?
Sees you as nothing. A pig has made you into his mother. You are not the hot love object you deserve to be. Doesn't start loving on your baby.
Marge, I love you. Marge, honey, I love you. Oh, wow. Marge, I love you, baby. Marge, sweetie, honey, this'll never work. I love you, Marjorie.
Oh, Homer, I love you, too.
A little pre-dinner entertainment.
Mouse Tavern.
Is Oliver there?
Who?
Oliver, close off.
Hold on, I'll check. Oliver, close off. Call for Oliver, close off.
And I made reservations at the Chez Paris.
But Homer, it's so expensive.
It matters not, mon frere. And after desserts, we'll adjourn to our second floor room at the off-ramp inn.
Homer, I feel giddy. Wait, what about a babysitter?
Oops.
Not to worry.
Listen, you lousy bum, if I ever get a hold of you, I swear I'll cut your belly open.
Goodness, must be a crossed wire.
Bubba Baby Buggy Bumper Babysitting Service.
This is Marge Simpson. I'd like a babysitter for the evening.
Wait a minute. The Simpsons. Lady, you've got to be kidding. Rubber Baby Buggy Bumper Babysitting Service.
Hello, this is Mr. Samson.
Did your wife just call a second ago?
No, I said Samson, not Simpson.
Thank God. Those Simpsons, what a bunch of savages. Especially that big ape father.
Don't! Actually, the Simpsons are neighbors of ours, and we found them to be a quite misunderstood and underrated family.
Mom, you look so glamorous.
Well, tonight is a very special night. Your father is taking me out for dinner and dancing.
Dad dances?
Like an angel.
Papa. Papa, 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 papa. Papa, papa. Papa. Papa, 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 papa.
Look at that body, Homer.
You know, one day you'll learn to move like your old man.
Not if I can help it.
Son, there's not a woman alive who can resist a man who knows how to mumbo.
You don't have a clue, do you, Dad?
Out, boy. Out!
What a grump.
Smooth as a baby's behind. Papa. Papa, 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 papa.
Precious, I think I hear the doorbell.
I think you're right, Dumplin. Bart, get the door!
Aye, aye, Mambo Man.
You must be the babysitter.
Yes, I am Miss Botts.
Well, just don't stand there, boy. Help Miss Botts with her suitcases.
Oh, I can handle my own luggage.
Thank you for coming on such short notice, Miss Botts. Here are the phone numbers of the restaurant where we'll be dining and the motel where we'll be spending the night. You'll have to put Maggie to bed now, but Bart and Lisa can stay up for another hour. Until then, they can watch a tape from our video library.
Oh, boy! The happy little elves meet the curious bear cub.
Oh, the elves, the elves.
Hi, kids. Watch out for the boy.
Bye now. Be good. Gotta go.
Papa. Papa, 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 papa.
Come, children, let's go watch the happy little elves.
Look, lady, we've seen the crappy little elves about 14 billion times. Maybe we can watch some real TV.
I said we're going to watch the tape.
Aw, that's merely suggested viewing matter, lady. Mom lets us watch whatever the hell we want.
I said you're going to watch this tape, and you're going to do what I say, or I'm going to do something to you. And I don't know what that is, because everybody has always done what I say.
They all look so tasty, but I think I'll eat this one right there.
Why don't you pick one that's a little more frisky, sir?
Why?
Well, when you choose one that's floating upside down, it somewhat defeats the purpose of selecting a live lobster.
Oh, okay. Then I'll take that one there with the beady eyes.
Excellent choice, sir. May I lead you to your table?
Oui, oui. After you. And I'll be seeing you later.
Come on, man, I can't take it anymore.
But I want to see what happens.
You know what happens. They find Captain Cook's treasure. All the elves dance around like little green idiots. I puke the end.
Bart, you're just like Chewie, the elf who cannot love.
Now for some real TV.
All right, America's most armed and dangerous. Oh, no, Bart, we'll have nightmares.
Relax. This is cinema verite. When the brutal slow-motion killing starts, I'll tell you to shut your eyes.
The cue ball killer should be considered extremely armed and dangerous. If you think you've seen him, call 1-800-YOU-SQUEAL.
Homer, you look just like a little boy.
Because I'm so carefree?
No, because you're wearing a bib.
More champagne? Whoops. Time for Philip. Garçon? Another bottle of your second least expensive champagne.
The defenseless youngsters were tied up and gagged in the living room, while the bandit roamed through the house at will, stealing the valuable objects it took the family a lifetime to shop for.
You know, Marge, this is just like when we were dating.
Except for one thing. No chaperone.
Oh.
The babysitter bandit has left a trail of her daring nighttime robberies across the continental United States. She could be lurking anywhere, about to descend upon another house full of unsuspecting dudes. In a moment, we will show you a picture of the real babysitter bandit, Miss Lucille Botzukowski. Remember, she may be using a clever alias. And should be considered armed and dangerous.
Ah!
forget to tell me when you see the off-ramp.
Oh, there it went.
No problemo. We'll just get off at the next exit.
Brush your teeth, wash your face,
and say your prayers.
Are you in here? Oh, homemade pickled beets.
Go ahead, take them all. Seeing as no one was hurt, I think it would be really silly to dwell on this. Come on, come on. Finally!
Hello, Vigilant Viewer. You have reached America's most armed and dangerous.
I'm calling to report the babysitter, Brandon. She's in our house right...
Come on, Marge. Let me carry you over the threshold.
Okay, but watch out. Don't slam my head like last time.
Sheesh, 11 years ago and you'd never forgotten it.
Don't mess my hair.
Who you are, Ms. Botts, or should I say Ms. Botsukowski. You're the babysitter bandit.
You're a smart young man, Bart. I hope you're smart enough to keep your mouth shut.
He isn't.
You're crazy if you think you're going to get away with this, lady. You can't...
I'm really not a bad person. Here, while I finish up, you guys can watch the rest of your favorite video cassette.
Quiet, Bart. Let's make the best of this.
Maybe I'll go slip into something a little more comfortable.
Oh, your blue thing with the things?
You'll see.
Well, shake a leg, Mama.
Kid stuff. Well, hardly worth it. A lot of junk. Soiled, stupid Samsons.
Out of your crib. I guess you need to be tied up, too. Maggie, where are you? Maggie? Maggie?
I suppose my work here is done.
Hello, Vigilant Viewer. How may we help you?
We caught her. We caught the babysitter Bennett. She's tied up at our house right now.
Ask if there's a reward.
Is there a reward? If she's convicted, we get T-shirts. Yeah!
How come all the lights are on?
I don't like the looks of this.
Miss Potts!
Miss Potts! Good Lord, what have those little hellions done now? We're so sorry. We're so sorry.
Please turn off the TV.
I can't tell you how chagrined we are about all of this.
Oh, these things are heavy. Just so there's no hard feelings. Here's double your pay. No, triple.
Thank you. Mr. Sampson, can I give you a bit of advice?
Sure.
Don't turn your back on that boy for a second.
Ain't that the truth? You know one time he... Huh?
This way to the scene of the crime, man. I got her tied up in the den.
Just a minute, young man. I don't know what kind of shenanigans you've been pulling this time, but I just had to untie your babysitter and pay her off so that...
Excuse me, sir. Are you saying to the world that you just aided and abetted the escape of the notorious babysitter bandit?
The what?
The babysitter bandit.
Are you sure this microphone works? I wouldn't say I aided her. This is on, right? Because actually, it was quite a struggle.
Oh, Homer.
Have you ever seen a kung fu movie? It was just like that. But now I know her moves. So if you're listening to me, lady, you'd better think long and hard before trying something like this on Homer Simpson again.
Lord help me, I'm just not that bright.
Oh, Homer, don't say that. The way I see it, if you raise three children who can knock out and hogtie a perfect stranger, you must be doing something right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mwah. Honey, can we make up again?
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.